Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Authorities in Minnesota in their second day of a manhunt for Vance Bolter. He's the 57-year-old suspected of killing a state representative and her husband and injuring another state senator and his wife. Senator Amy Klobuchar tells ABC's This Week when it comes to political threats.
This is a rampant problem that the public and all of us have to deal with.
President Trump says Israel and Iran should make a deal, but the sides continue to exchange missile and drone fire. The president also said the U.S. is not involved, but could be. Retired General Joseph Votel tells ABC's This Week.
If U.S. assets, U.S. military or embassies or other things are attacked, I would expect that there would be a very swift response to that by the United States, as there should be.
Police and demonstrators clashed again last night in Los Angeles, capping off a day of nationwide protests, demonstrators angry with the Trump administration. This is ABC News. One of the highlights of Saturday's parade, marking 250 years of the U.S. Army. ABC's Jay O'Brien was at the parade, which President Trump has pushed for since his first term in the White House.
It was a rally-type atmosphere here out on the Mall. There were people selling MAGA hats. There were people in MAGA hats. There were some of those same folks that we see at Trump rally after Trump rally here for this speech as well. Obviously, President Trump not giving the kind of rally-style remarks that he's given in the past, even recently, but certainly amongst the crowd here, definitely some who typically go to these kind of Trump-style campaign events.
Pope Leo delivered a video message to about 30,000 people in Chicago and talked about the future.
We have to look beyond our own, if you will, egotistical ways. We have to look for ways of coming together and promoting a message of hope.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, Schmidt & Hills, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, Colloy Contracting, PMI Windows, Turbos, Care and Rehab of Boscobel, J&J Recycling Salvage, Richards Insurance, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Driftless Area LLC, House on the Rock, D&T Pump and Well Service, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. This is Michael Harnan live from the WRCO studios here. Right now, it is 12:04. And right now, a little rainy right now, maybe some misty spots, looking like a little quiet down a little bit here. Right now, it is 63 degrees in Richland Center. The rest of today, there will be some showers remaining in the area, and they will move out slash dissipate later. Then it will be mostly cloudy the remainder of the day with a high of 78 degrees. And then tonight, with a low of 61, it will be mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after midnight. And then tomorrow, it will be partly cloudy, warmer, and humid. Showers and thunderstorms will appear more likely, especially later in the day, with some storms could be severe, with a high of 85. Right after this commercial break, Tim Thede will provide you with some news.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong. Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
When it comes to great food and good times, Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the place to be. Kick off your weekend with their famous Friday Night Fish Fry, featuring shrimp that hits the spot. On Saturdays, savor the rich flavors of prime rib and shrimp alongside a full menu that's sure to please. Looking for a quick, satisfying lunch? Turbo's has you covered with soup and sandwich specials, or try the legendary hash burger. Sundays are all about comfort with roasted chicken and homemade soups and desserts. Turbo's Bar and Grill, your go-to for delicious meals and unforgettable moments. One visit and you'll be hooked.
Get ready for a day of sunshine, golf, and giving back. It's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, brought to you by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Join them Thursday, July 17th at the beautiful Viroqua Hills Golf Course as Schmidt Woodland Hills continues celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community. Whether you're a pro on the green or just coming for the fun, this outing is about more than golf. It's about connection, community, and caring for others. Proceeds help support the mission of Schmidt Woodland Hills, providing compassionate care and services for local seniors. There'll be prizes, refreshments, good laughs, and great company. Don't miss this special day. Register now by emailing development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com or call 608-647-8931. That's the 9th annual Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing, Thursday, July 17th at Viroqua Hills Golf Course. Let's swing into summer for a great cause.
Today is Sunday, June 15th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. America's leading research universities have played a critical role in the country's economic development, national defense, and social mobility dating back to World War II. Federal government investments in students and research and development was a significant driver of this global preeminence and national impact. But the attitude towards universities has changed, leaving many to wonder what the future holds for higher education. What is the current attitude of the American public towards higher education, and how might that be affecting federal policy proposals? Historically, what has been the relationship between the federal government and universities, and why is it important? And finally, what could this all mean for UW-Madison? Join the Wisconsin Foundation and Alumni Association's Mike Netter on Tuesday night at 7. The UW Now live stream will feature a live discussion with UW experts who will answer these questions and offer their insights on the relationship between the federal government and higher education. To watch live and chat with guests, please register at uwevents.com and select the UW Now Livestream Research University's Perception and Policy. You'll be sent to a link to watch the program. If you can't tune in on the night of the show, you'll be sent a link to the recorded version following the event. Our very own lakes can have very high levels of bacteria, E. coli, and algae blooms that you do not want to swim in. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot explains where it comes from and how it can make you sick.
The Mayo Clinic says it's a bacteria that usually lives in animals' intestines. And this nasty bug gets into our water after recent rain drains urban sewer water and rural agricultural runoff into our lakes and streams. It's a major problem in Wisconsin, as fertilizer seeps into our water system from farm fields, alongside tons of manure getting washed into our recreational waters, causing major algae blooms to spark. It's called cyanobacteria, or what we call blue-green algae in our freshwater systems. It's the outbreak of smelly and slimy microorganisms that can kill fish and block sunlight from deeper water organisms. And for us humans, it causes nausea, vomiting, and may progress to more serious, long-term health issues like liver failure or cancer. And it can happen for people swimming in it, eating fish from it, or drinking the infected water. So the DNR and other agencies have to monitor hundreds of lakes and beaches for unhealthy levels. And there's actually an interactive map on their website that you can check out ahead of time. Or if you're already there, signs should be posted at those beaches. Higher temperatures and increased sunlight in summer months encourage and increase these algae blooms, and so does standing water. Remember, if the water looks or smells bad, stay out of it and keep kids and pets and livestock away. And follow advice from officials if the harmful algae is in your water. Fountains have been used to fight this in local ponds, and people in the community are using rain barrels to help reduce runoff. Also, using phosphorus-free fertilizers will help. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, in cooperation with the United States Forest Service, will begin mating disruptor treatments for spongy moth this month in 7 western Wisconsin counties as a part of the National Slow the Spread program. Residents in the affected areas can expect loud, low-flying planes as early as sunrise on selected mornings. In June and July, small yellow planes will fly low to apply spongy moth pheromone or mating disruptor to treetops in selected areas in Barron, Buffalo, Dunn, Grant, Lafayette, Polk, and St. Croix counties. Rather than killing moths, mating disruptors release a female spongy moth pheromone that makes it difficult for male moths to find females, thereby preventing reproduction. The treatments are organic, biodegradable, and are not harmful to people, bees, pets, or other animals. Treatment timing depends on spongy moth development and favorable weather conditions, so exact treatment dates cannot be predicted far in advance. On treatment days, planes begin spraying as early as sunrise, flying just above treetops over treatment sites. Aerial applications continue until they are complete or as long as weather conditions remain favorable. During its caterpillar stage, can defoliate many kinds of trees and shrubs, leading to plant stress and potential mortality. Possible financial impacts on this invasive plant pest can include the removal of nuisance caterpillars or dead trees and loss of property value in defoliated areas. In addition, spongy moth caterpillars shed their skin often, and these bristly skins can irritate the eyes, skin, and respiratory systems of humans. Receive up-to-date information on treatment plans by signing up for email updates, calling the toll-free Spongy Moth Hotline at 800-642-MOTH, emailing questions to spongymoth@wisconsin.gov, or following DATCAP's social media. WRCL News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
It was last known as the Junction Bar, located along Highway 60 and 80 near Muscadet. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to the Muscadet Progressive, in an article dated December 8, 1988, landmark building now gone. Located along junctions of Highway 60 and 80, it was Friday night that the building had until recently housed the Junction Bar at the corners of Highway 60 and 80, but it was burned to the ground. The building had been scheduled for burning, but it would have been done by the Muscadet firemen the following week. The Friday night blaze was premature and happened shortly before midnight. Until recently, the building was operated by Larry Meyer, as was called the Junction Bar, but it had been vacated for purchase when the Wisconsin Department of Transportation was going to remove it for a bridge construction and highway improvement. Although names and buildings changed, a business operated on that corner for nearly 100 years. Above, pictured in the article, by what would be a picture from Ellis Nelson, showed the structure in much earlier days. Mrs. Lucille Drake, whose father Harry Mulholland operated a gas station and tavern there, says the picture could be 54 or 55 years old. She's not sure. It was taken during a period when high water came along from the river and the backwater came right up to the building. According to what several longtime residents have in the community reported, the Mulholland's, along with Faye Storms, who operated the gas station there, experienced this quite often. Paul Post, he would tell you that during World War II years, the building was destroyed by fire and then rebuilt into a two-story structure. Among the owners of the tavern were Claude Long, John Brown, Ruth and Vern Nemore, Lesson D. Hardy, Gordon Gribble, and presently it's owned by Larry Meyer. The picture of the newer building with the road construction equipment was taken last week. Well, now today it no longer stands because it did burn to the ground on Friday. Listen next week for the history of Richland County for Richland County Dairy Days circa 1950.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. now through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
If you're looking for a career that values your hard work, Cardinal Glass CG in Spring Green is hiring. With competitive wages, career advancement, and a 401k with profit sharing, enjoy a clean, climate-controlled work environment and choose from 8 or 12-hour shifts with premium pay for nights and weekends. Earn vacation hours from day one and start building a better tomorrow. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green, or call them at 608-588-9831.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Today is Sunday, June 15th. There are no vital statistics to report at this time.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Sunday afternoon to you. A little more than a half inch of rain fell in parts of southwest Wisconsin last night and early this morning. An overnight system slowly churning over southern Minnesota and Iowa, moving east into southwest Wisconsin, bringing us the showers and even some embedded rumbles of thunder. Now, as we head into and through the afternoon, we'll see these showers gradually fizzle out and separate, so the rain will come to an end. Since the 1st of May, generally speaking, 4 to 8 inches of rain have fallen in southwest Wisconsin. Of course, some places perhaps a little bit more than that. It is slightly behind a year ago when you'll recall that it was wet in May and June as well. So hopefully down the road in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we get some break, though hopefully we don't see the tap completely shut off, if you will, and then we're ending up in a drought situation, because that is what happened last year toward the end of summer. So the rest of today, showers remaining in the area, as I said, moving out, dissipating, mostly cloudy the remainder of the day, highs in the upper 70s, a light wind from the southeast. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially after midnight, and another one of those systems that could produce a quarter, half inch, depending on the development, maybe even a bit more than that, lows around 61. Monday then, partly cloudy and warmer in the afternoon, rising up to 85, and with dew points in the mid to upper 60s, you'll feel that humidity in the air. A cold front will approach from the northwest, and that will produce showers and storms late in the day into the night. Some of those storms could be severe with large hail and damaging winds. Again, this is Monday late in the day into Monday night. Overnight Monday night, a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms remaining, lows around 66. Tuesday, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms again, likely in the region, and some storms could be strong, more than a half inch of rain possible with highs around 86. Another round of showers and perhaps a few thunderstorms on Wednesday, highs around 80. And then Thursday, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, 82. Friday and Saturday, partly cloudy with, you guessed it, still more chances of showers and thunderstorms, generally scattered in the region, and highs in the 80s. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS.
Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Right now, it is 64 degrees in Richland Center, and it is currently rainy out right now. A little bit of sprinkles out there. Winds are in the northwest direction with 3 mph winds. The barometer right now is recorded at 30.18. Right now, we have got 0.67 of inches of rain, form of rain. And then yesterday's high was 83 degrees. No precipitation for yesterday. So far, today's high is 68 degrees, with today's morning low was 62 degrees. The record high was 99 degrees in 1987, and the record low was 38 degrees in 1969. Last year's high was 78 degrees, while last year's low was 57 degrees. Sunset today will be at 8:44, and the sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:21. Most of the rain came from 4:15 to 4:30 this morning when we got 49 hundredths of an inch this morning. That was your weather statistics.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Father's Day is Sunday, and if you haven't found a gift yet, don't panic. Just come to Macy's Father's Day sale for gifts that'll make Dad say, "This is perfect." Shop designer polos from Lacoste and Tommy Hilfiger, 30 to 50% off. Watches from Citizen and Bulova, 30% off. Fragrance gift sets, boxed and ready to give. Even a 36-piece Cuisinart grill set, now half off. Hurry in. Father's Day is this Sunday, and this sale is happening now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan. Sports is sponsored by members of WRCO Sports Booster Club.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Today is a busy action in hometown baseball. We have Cross Plains will be at Ashton, Verona will be at Hollandale, Muscadet will be at Arena, Dodgeville will be at Belleville, Ridgeway will be at Wyota, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb will be at Shulzburg Benton, Argyle travels to Blanchardville, Mazomania will travel to Sauk Prairie, and Black Earth will be at Middleton. Of course, Muscadet and Arena's game will be broadcasted live on WRCO 100.9 FM. First pitch will be at 1 o'clock, and the pregame will start at 12:40. Yesterday in hometown league baseball, Reedsburg defeated Cazenovia 3-1. In state softball action, Belmont won the Division 5 title, defeating Almon Bancroft 8-3. Michicot won the Division 4 title, defeating Pacelli 1-0. Poinette is Division 3 state champions, beating Fall Creek 11-5. Denmark is your Division 2 state champion. They defeated Jefferson 4-1. And Kakana is the Division 1 state champion, defeating Kenosha Bradford 1-0. Nolan Gorman hit a 3-run homer. Wilson Contreras added a solo shot in the 9th inning. And the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Milwaukee Brewers 8-5 on yesterday to snap a 6-game losing streak. William Contreras hit a leadoff homer for Milwaukee that capped the scoring as the brothers both homered in the 9th inning. Victor Scott had 2 RBIs for the Cardinals. Gorman's homer, which chased starter Jose Quintana, made it 7-1 in the 5th. Today's broadcast of the Cardinals and Brewers game will be at 1:10, the first pitch. Pre-game, it will be starting in 5 minutes over on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Here's the rest of the MLB schedule. The Reds are currently taking on the Tigers right now. The Yankees will take on the Red Sox. The Rockies will play the Braves. Angels are at the Orioles. The Marlins will play the Nationals. The Blue Jays will play the Phillies. The Rays are at the Mets. The Athletics are at the Royals. The Twins are at the Astros. The Pirates are playing the Cubs. The White Sox are playing the Rangers. The Guardians are playing the Mariners. The Padres are playing the Diamondbacks. And the Giants will end off the day by playing against the Dodgers. In breaking news in the NBA, Desmond Bane from the Grizzlies has been traded to the Orlando Magic. In return, the Grizzlies will receive Cole Anthony, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, 4 first-round picks, and they will switch a first-round pick between the teams as a pick swap. Breaking news for the NBA. Meanwhile, in other Wisconsin news, catchers Wilson and William Contreras became the second pair of brothers to homer in the same inning as opponents in baseball's modern era. Both went deep Saturday in the 9th inning of the St. Louis Cardinals' 8-5 win over the Milwaukee Brewers that snapped the Cards' 6-game skid. Wilson Contreras' 9th homer of the season, a solo shot to right center, gave St. Louis an 8-4 lead in the top of the 9th. William Contreras led off the bottom half of the inning with his 6th homer. The Contreras brothers are the first to homer in the same inning as opponents since Rick and Wes Farrell on July 19, 1993. In national news, Shohei Ohtani has hit 2 homers against the San Francisco Giants, emphatically ending the 3-time MVP's longest homer drought since joining the Los Angeles Dodgers. Ohtani led off the game with his 24th homer, hammering Landon Raup's 4th pitch 419 feet deep into the right field bleachers with an exit velocity of 110.3 miles per hour. The slugger has been in a 10-game homer drought since June 2nd, going 10-for-40 in that stretch with no RBIs. Ohtani then led off in the 6th with his 25th homer on Tristan Beck's breaking ball outside the strike zone. Contrary to popular belief, not everything was easy for the Oklahoma City Thunder this season. They had lineup issues at times because of injuries. Players had slumps. It might not have been too noticeable because of the team was winning just about every game. But there were moments of frustration. Coach Mark Dagenau embraced those moments, knowing adversity would arrive in the playoffs. And when it has hit, the Thunder have answered. The Oklahoma City Thunder will host the Indiana Pacers in Game 5 of the NBA Finals tomorrow night. The series is tied at 2 games apiece, and tip-off will be at 7:30. Caitlin Clark made 7 three-pointers and scored a season-high 32 points in her return from a 5-game absence, and the Indiana Fever handled the defending WNBA champion New York Liberty for their first loss of the season with a 102-88 victory yesterday. Clark tied her career high for three-pointers and added 9 assists and 8 rebounds. Kelsey Mitchell added 22 points as Indiana reached triple digits for the first time this season. Sabrina Ionescu scored a season-high 34 points for the Liberty, who have been the last unbeaten team in the WNBA. Brad Marchand, otherwise known as the Rat King, scored twice. Sam Bennett had his NHL playoff leading 15th goal, and the Florida Panthers moved on to the verge of a second consecutive Stanley Cup title by defeating the Edmonton Oilers 5-2 in Game 5 last night. The Panthers improved to 10-3 on the road this playoffs. They can host the Cup again as soon as Tuesday night if they win Game 6 on home ice in Sunrise. Connor McDavid scored his first of the series, but it was too late to save the Oilers. Adam Scott is one shot out of the lead heading into the final round of the U.S. Open. The 44-year-old Aussie is the only player in the top 10 at Oakmont who has won a major. Scott birdied three of the last six holes to shoot 3-under-67 and finished a shot behind Sam Burns and tied for second with J.J. Spaun. Scott and Burns will have the final tee time Sunday at Oakmont. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Michael Hernan.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488. 100.9 WRCO.
This small town ain't such a bad little place. It's home, but I could sure use some space. The city limit signs are closing in on me. There's times I swear I can hardly breathe. I'm gonna pack my bags, say my goodbyes, get them out and close my eyes.
Yeah. Walking to the ice cream stand, laughing at all the silly things that both of us say. That's my idea of a perfect day. Trying new lip gloss, making TikTok videos, staying up past midnight, wondering where the time goes. Headed to the beach, playing in the waves. That's my idea of a perfect day. Now I know, everybody knows, you can't take for granted this show. Times like this, we don't ever care. Yeah, hanging with my crew, I'm here to say, you're all invited today. That's my idea of a perfect day. With people that we love, hanging with family, I just can't get enough. Share a smile, pass the plate, we all give thanks for a perfect day. Now I know, everybody knows, you can't take for granted this show. Times like this, we don't ever care. I'm here to say, you're all invited today. That's my idea of a perfect day. Now I know, everybody knows, you can't take for granted this show. Times like this, we don't ever care. Yeah, hanging with my crew, I'm here to say, you're all invited today. That's my idea of a perfect day.
Some scoop by fast, and some people drive too slow. Tattoos are no big deal, week expired, milk ain't old. If there goes my life's just another song on the radio. And if your mom and dad were crazy, waiting up till you got home. Wait till you have kids, and they look in your eyes. Wait till you're their Superman, wait till they're your whole life. Right now you think you're grown up, think you know what tough and tired of real love is. Wait till you have kids. You'll always be on time, and minivans ain't kinda cool. If you don't care if there's a fence around a backyard swimming pool. And if you never thought of hanging something up there on your fridge. And if 8 a.m. is early and divorce is what it is. Wait till you have kids, and they look in your eyes. You start thinking about them dating one day, asking for advice. Right now you think you're grown up, think you know what tough and tired of real love is. Wait till you have kids. Man, just wait. Till they call you from a thousand miles away, and they give you hell, telling them to visit home, and you just laugh and say, wait till you have kids and a half-empty room upstairs, full of rec league trophies, two small clothes, old video games in 18 years. Right now you think you're grown up, think you know what tough and tired of real love is. Wait till you have kids. Till you have kids.
got a souped up ride and I really wanna ride you around. And this time of night there ain't no red lights out. We got a good long stretch of road to see how fast this thing will go. With that shoulder on the side looking mighty fine right now. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood. Track. We can turn the key and let the seas lay way back. Count the midnight when chill starts. Watch the sunrise in my arms. If we don't go nowhere, girl, I wouldn't hate that. I can drive you from this holler to Hollywood.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Home Talent Baseball. Today, we have a game live from Arena as the Arena Aces take on the Muscadet Mudcats. Hear the game coming up from WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com as Arena host Muscadet will preview it for you coming up next.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we believe great service goes beyond transactions. It's about making a real impact. Whether it's a helping hand, expert advice, or going the extra mile, we're here to serve you with an authentic dedication. Personalized attention, reliable support, and a commitment to a thriving community are our core values. We provide more than just coverage, we provide confidence. Having insurance is not the same as having State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The visiting Muscadet Mudcats are getting set for the game today, looking for that first win in Sunday league action. I spoke this week with Terry Zebarth, the manager of Muscadet.
We had a good game last week. We lost by one, but we had our chances. We had runners, so we had a chance to win that game, and that was against Belleville. So, like I said, you said we've been up and down. It's still kind of a rebuild year for us. Last year was really down. This is rebuilding, and we've got new players and some of the old ones, and it's looking up. It's getting better.
You play on Father's Day at Arena. What kind of a game do you expect?
Well, that's always a good rivalry between Arena and us because the guys know each other well. A lot of their guys, half their team or better, played with us before, so it's always a challenge. And they've got a very good team going this year. They're undefeated on Sundays, so it'll be fun and interesting.
It will, and I think that that's an example of those guys have stuck together. You know, they're getting a little older now, and it always seems like the teams in their upper 20s to around 30 are the most competitive in home talent, aren't they?
Yeah, it is. You know, you've got bottom line, you have to have some age and some experience behind you and stick together, and that's where we've been lacking maybe a little bit the last couple of years of trying new guys all the time, but we're getting to that point, too, where I think we'll have guys around for our years and develop more together.
Well, let's talk about your individual teams. Who's been hitting the ball well for Muscadet this summer?
Well, actually, I was doing the books a couple nights ago, and Mason Atkins is probably the leading hitter right now. Alex Meister's hitting decent. Carson Kenyon is also a pretty good player right now. He's hitting the ball a little bit. Matthew Cartwright. Those are our top four. Beyond that, some of the guys are struggling, but you know, the more pitches they see, the more better they're going to get.
Alex Meister has been a steady starter in this league for now a number of years. He always gives you some good innings, doesn't he?
Yes, Alex is. I don't know what I'd do without Alex. I mean, he's been around and he's a very smart pitcher, precise. He knows what he's doing, and probably one of the smarter pitchers around the area. I really believe that.
Now that school is out, I know you've been able to play a few young guys or pull them in. It sounds like you might be getting some kids from some outlying schools as well, Terry.
Yeah, that is. We have to get some more numbers. That's the trouble with our smaller school. You know, we can't get them all from just the hometown here. So we're trying to get some of the area guys and develop a good team here.
What about injuries? You've been able to avoid those so far?
Well, yes and no. We had to have the ambulance on the field last Sunday. Poor little Casey Layton, he got slid into home, and we had to go. He had to take the hospital, but it was all negative, and he's back, and he's a trooper. He's going to play Sunday. So, if that's really, other than that, we haven't had too much. We had another guy that pulled a rib muscle, but you know, you're going to get that in this game anyway. So,
Western Section, who are the top teams to beat? Probably Arena ranks right up there, don't they?
Yeah, Arena's leading the league right now. I tell you, the Western Division is very strong, very strong. You got your Bronas and Dodgevilles, and I mean, there are a lot of strong teams in the Western Division. It's a tough league.
All right, sounds good. We'll get luck as you get ready for Arena on Father's Day. We appreciate it, Terry, and good luck this season.
Thanks a lot, Phil. Have a good day.
Terry Zebarth joining us, Muscadet manager on this report.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for the perfect spot to satisfy your cravings? Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is the area's go-to destination. Friday nights, it's all about the fish, featuring delicious shrimp. On Saturdays, treat yourself to mouthwatering prime rib and shrimp. During lunch, swing in for the soup and sandwich specials, or try the famous hash burger, a meal that hits the spot. Sundays, roasted chicken, homemade soups, and desserts, which are crafted daily. Turbo's Bar and Grill, more than just great food, it's a place for unforgettable times with family and friends. Once you visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite for food, friends, and fun.
Behind-the-scenes jobs that keep things running all year long are now available at the House on the Rock Resort and Golf Course. Currently hiring for a building maintenance position, an assistant groundskeeper, and a maintenance mechanic. These are great opportunities for dependable individuals who enjoy working in a beautiful setting. Apply today by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application online at thehouseontherock.com.
Schmidt Woodland Hills is celebrating 60 years of Christian care, compassion, and community with a vacation raffle. Grand prize is a five-night stay at the Pearl in Navarre, Florida. First prize, a three-night getaway to Lac du Flambeau, plus more prizes including cash and adventure packages. Tickets are $10 each or five for $45 and available at Schmidt Woodland Hills, Quail Run, Napa Auto Parts, and the Wisconsin High School Rodeo Finals at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Winners draw on July 17th. Call 608-647-8931 or email development at schmidtwoodlandhills.com. Sunshine and prizes await with Schmidt Woodland Hills.
Nick Larson from the Arena Baseball team is joining us from the Aces. And it looks like the start of the Sunday season has gone really well, Nick.
Yeah, so we're getting off to a real nice start here. Got a good group of guys. I've been fortunate to coach them, most of them since they've been about 12 years old, and it's kind of coming full circle here. And they're really playing some good ball together, and our pitching is doing well and getting some nice timely hitting.
Let's talk about the league then. Off to a really nice start. You don't want to put any pressure on, but right now you're looking at one of those higher seeds if the season were to end today, and that's probably one of the goals, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a little different situation we're in here. I don't want to say got the target on our back, but beat week one, we beat Belleville, which is always right there at the top of the league, and last week we went down to Schulzburg. We were both undefeated, and back and forth game, and A. Jennings kind of carried us with his pitching and two home runs, and all in all a good team effort. But we got Muscadet coming up, and a lot of the kids know each other there, and just kind of tell the kids to don't take it for granted. Muscadet had Belleville on the ropes last Sunday, I believe it was. So it's a game of baseball, and you got to want to make every play.
Yeah, and it's one of your good rivalry games because some of these guys used to play for Muscadet, didn't they?
Yeah. Played with them, and, some of them played with each other in high school and against each other in high school. And, there's probably four kids, I would say, that played with Muscadet back in 4 or 5 years ago before we fired back up here in Arena.
One of the things, too, that people kind of forget is that they think that just out of high school you can be real successful in the home talent league, and it truthfully takes a few years. You got some guys now that have been kicking around the league for a long time and kind of getting to their prime in home talent, aren't they?
Yeah, it really is a big adjustment for the guys. They don't want to say, maybe top high school players, but do pretty well, and they come back and they realize, these guys that are 25, 28, 30 years old, they can play some baseball. It's kind of starting back over, kind of like being a freshman or so. But we got a pretty good veteran core. Most of the guys have been with us since we fired back up here a couple years ago, so they're just kind of getting a nice chemistry and real playing well together.
Who do you look to throw on most Sundays?
So we've been splitting some time. Nate Jennings has been pitching well. He throws for us. Zach Cady, who came over from Plain, he's been throwing. And, of course, Mr. Reliable, Elijah Ault, comes in towards the end of the game. And as we all know, he's an athlete. And it's always nice to have him in your corner.
Most definitely. Well, it's going to be a big one. It's always an event in arena when you have a Sunday league game at home, isn't it?
Man, I tell you, our community support is, you know, I've been playing ball down here for 30 years, and it's always been just tremendous support from the community. You stand out there in the ball diamond, and you look into the crowd, and it doesn't matter if they're 4 years old or 80 years old. They're enjoying the game, talking to the neighbors, food's good. It's just a great baseball town, and, you know, we got an awesome park, and it's just a great atmosphere. It's real fun. It really is. It's just a great time.
Sounds good. Well, save us a space. We'll see you on Sunday then.
Yeah, we'll have a cheeseburger ready for you, Phil.
All right. Joining us is Nick Larson on WRCO for the Home Talent Report.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project.